come one, come all. Welcome to a special collaboration podcast where we talk all things Halo Bowl. I'm Travis. I'm here with my brother Justin.
What up, Trav?
We are the host of the Drunken Halo podcast, the winners of the last Halo Bowl.
Hells yeah.
And this is going to be a bigger event. Justin, we've got five other shows. They are all on the line, so let's just get everyone on here.
So they're all here.
They're all in our studio.
Oh my God.
We put them up in the Ritz.
The green room, you
yeah,
mean.
Yeah, and we'll just have an after party.
All right. So, well, everyone come in.
First, let's introduce Duststorm, Podtacular. They were the first losers. They were the second place team of the last Halo Bowl. What's going on,
Duststorm? Shots fired.
Thanks for that.
I mean, I don't think they're the first losers. I think they lost last.
They're, well, isn't that what everyone says? Second place is the first loser? Or am I wrong?
Pretty sure Evolve lost last. Yeah. But my memory could be a little hazy.
We've also got Oren.
Probably
with
was after that beating.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Hey, everyone. This is Oren from podcast Evolve. Where am I from?
That one show.
Yeah, representing us over there on the lore side of things.
We've also got Delta Halo. So we got Rob on the line with us, or Cat.
What's up, guys?
What up?
I'm pretty stoked this year. We're going to mix up the team. We don't have the same four players. We dropped legit. I know people are going to be upset.
Well, there's been all that talk on Twitter.
Yeah, there's going to be some shots fired for sure. Getting closer.
They've already been fired.
All right.
It's only starting.
So we got, so these are the four original teams. We've opened this up to two new shows that have done a really good job lately.
I agree.
We figure let's go ahead and get them in this Halo Bowl, expand it to six teams. So I want to introduce Tazman from Bad Halo Podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Pretty good. We're doing pretty good.
I'm really super stoked to take Podcast Evolved spot at the bottom of the Halo Bowl standing. So
thank you.
You guys got one win. Gosh. So there you go.
I had to hire better people this year, and I'm so happy that, you know, that money is not needed anymore.
I hired great people, but I'm just that heavy of an anchor that I'm just going to hold them all back.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, that is the spirit.
That's the Justin spirit if I've ever heard it.
Cheers to that.
And then we've also got Real Mystery and the man with the golden voice for podcasting.
I would dare say, Trav, Junior Ace is the McNulty to my bunk.
Yes. Who has got the box of just Millers? Let's pound him.
Yes. Does no one else get that?
Apparently no one else got that.
I don't get it.
No, I didn't get it.
No idea.
All right. Well, you guys just have to figure it out for yourselves.
We'll Google it later.
McNulty and bunk?
I got nothing.
You guys do have nothing.
All right. Mystery, what's up, man?
And Mystery, the Lester to my bunk.
That's really good. That's really
good. Hi. Thanks for inviting us to the to whatever it is we are invited to. I don't even know if we've actually officially said the name.
So this is
the title said it.
The Halo Bowl 2 Winter Contingency.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, for the best campaign mission in Halo Reach.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
You know how long it took us to come up with his name? The amount of suggestions we came up with?
Yeah, it's not nearly as long as it took for us to come up with the Halo Bowl. Believe it or not.
Yeah, I think that took like two different meetings over a course of like 2.5 hours. And we're like, well, let's just go with Halo Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so this is the collaboration podcast. We're going to go over the format of the show. We're going to go over some of the rosters, charity. We're doing this for Gamers Outreach. So I guess let's go ahead and start with when this is going to be. This is going to take place Wednesday, January 25th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've had a few people ask, why didn't we do this on a weekend? And I didn't really have a good answer for that. I kind of just figure more people are going to be home with nothing to do on a Wednesday night versus like going out and getting drunk or something on a Friday, Saturday night, as we all like to do on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to you, Duststorm.
Thanks.
So this will be January 25th. It's going to take place all in one day or one night, I guess I should say. It's going to be streamed by Mudcat and his purple blazer. And Justin.
What up?
You're going to be...
I'm going to be casting.
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as the color man.
Okay. The color commentator.
Yes. Yeah.
So...
if Mudcat's going to wear purple, what are you going to wear?
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Well, you won't be on the actual video.
How
so
colorful
be good.
Of you.
So, yeah.
Well, I figure the only way to top a purple blazer is to just say, well, some podcasts here are not... explicit. So I'll say
is drunken Halo.
Yeah. The only way to top it is to say, screw it.
My efforts. We're also explicit.
I'll say screw it. And, just go in the nude just as God intended.
I'm going to hold
I'm holding it to you.
Yeah.
So purple blazer and pasty white. Sounds
that's
good.
Right. You have no idea how close to the mark you just hit, sir.
Maybe he does have an idea.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds like he's been there.
Long night in Dallas.
All right, so this is going to be
video once.
It's going to be streamed. Let's we can talk Paris Hilton sex videos another time.
I don't have one of those.
This will be streamed.
I have it downloaded.
Okay, this will be streamed at twitch.tv/x_mudcat_x. There will be a link to that in the show notes. Also, go follow all of us on Twitter because we'll be tweeting the hell out of this thing.
Yep.
And that is, I guess we'll give out Twitter handles later and all that. But the main reason we're doing all this is for charity, is for gamers outreach. And I want to throw it to Dust Storm, who's kind of been the one setting everything up. If you can tell everyone exactly what gamers outreach is and the charity that we're doing.
Sure. So Gamers Outreach was started as a charity to make go-karts, which are these hospital safe carts that they build TV monitors and a collection of games and consoles on, because there's very specific standards that you have to have for equipment that's in the hospital. So Zach Weigel is the founder of Gamers Outreach, and he found a need there. And as many of us probably know here, video games are a nice escape from things. They're a nice way to kind of escape reality, and it kind of helps with recovery, especially with kids. It gives them something to do. So Gamers Outreach, main product that you probably see and have seen videos before, if you have followed us, our podcast, or maybe have heard of them before, is to make these little go-karts that go through hospitals, and they just roll them from room to room where the need is. And kids have a great time playing on them. And it's a really cool tool, and a lot of hospitals really appreciate it. And there's an overwhelming request for them. So it's a great service that this organization really goes out and puts to getting video games out into kids' hands.
It's a great cause.
It absolutely is.
Last Halo Bowl, we raised almost $1,700, and the price to fund a whole go-kart or gamers outreach cart, if you're confused by the name.
Yeah, it is not a motorized cart.
Yeah, it's not
cart
a motorized
in any way.
Cart you can go play at Celebration Station. It's an actual, it's a gamers outreach cart. And so to fund one of those is $4,000. And so that's what our goal is for this Halo Bowl, which I know is pretty lofty, but we do have some prizes that we're going to go over here in a little bit. And again, a big shout out to Zach, who I think was on Forbes 30 under 30, right? Am I mistaken that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Which is pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive.
And so, it's a great cause. They fully supported us during the last Halo Bowl. And so I'm really looking forward to partnering with them again. I know they just did a big stream with Flamesword over at Optic. I don't know how much they raised. I'm sure it was a lot more money than we ever did. But it really is a great cause. What's that link? Do you have that link, Duststorm?
Yeah. So quick way to get to it is a bit.ly link. And so it's bit.ly/HaloBowl2 with it being the number two.
The number two. Okay.
No spaces or dashes.
Link to that will be in the show notes also.
No question about it.
Oren, why don't you give us the format of how we're actually playing this out?
All right. So last year we did a round robin of the four different teams playing each other. And I think we did best of three sort of a thing. And we, after playing each podcast once determined a ranking, which then led to the semifinals. So we really liked that, I guess, format. So we're bringing it back, and I guess all we're doing is just adding another game that's going on during the waves and increasing. And because we have now six teams instead of four, we now have five different waves of playing, because you have to play each team once. And so we'll have wave one, and then so everyone plays each other, wave two, three, four, five. And then that way everyone plays each other out of five games, and based on the rankings determines the semifinals, which will be four teams. And then after the semifinals, it will now be best of five game types and matches. And based off of those final standings, it will be the finals. And then that's going to be out of seven. It's pretty much the same streamlined content we had the first time. It's just, it lengthened for the other players. So I don't want to get into what's going to be played here and there. But it's kind of the regular sort of HCS game types and maps that we've been familiar with over the past year with Halo 5. So expect CTF, Strongholds, and Slayer mixed in with a different usual round of maps.
Yeah, so I drew these just completely out of a hat. So everything's been randomized. and so there's going to be three games per each wave because there are six teams. And so six divided by two equals three. Just that is math. And so
let me check. Hold on. Yes, I can confirm good. That is math.
And so these games, unlike the previous Halo Bowl, every single matchup was streamed. With expanding this to six teams, that's not going to be the case. So there'll be one feature matchup every wave that will be streamed. And so it's going to kick off with a rematch of the last Halo Bowl championship between Podtacular and Drunken Halo, which is going to be cool.
Whoop, whoop.
And then wave two is going to be a matchup between Bad Halo and Let's Talk Halo, so we can get a spotlight on the newbies.
The rookies.
Yeah, the rookies. And then wave three. There we go.
One, two, three.
Yeah,
one, two,
Trap. Three. That's math. That's math.
Justin, can you confirm?
I can confirm that again. Yes, it's been double checked.
Will be Podcast Evolve versus Delta Halo.
The two losers from last year.
That's right, from last year.
It's almost like we planned this out.
You know what? You would have thought we've done meetings multiple times for multiple hours.
We're winging it, guys.
Yeah, completely winging it. And so then for wave four and five, we're going to kind of play it by ear. And you'll just have to wait and see once we actually do that. But I think the plan is to give the teams that look like they could be eliminated a little bit more spotlight in games four and five, because the teams that do better will be spotlighted in the semifinals and then in the finals. So it's going to be really cool. I kind of want to go over each team and let everyone kind of talk about their team a little bit, how you came to the conclusion of who your players are going to be. Who's your X factor? What does your podcast do? Kind of a chance to plug everything. So let's start with the new guys. Let's start with Let's Talk Halo with Real Mystery and the Junior Ace.
All right. Ace, did you want to tell the team, or how did you want to do this?
Yeah, for our team, we have myself, we have Real Mystery, we have our good friend Oreo, and Los Burger. So what we did was that we wanted like a food theme, so that's more or less how we ended up with the other two guys.
Okay.
And I think we got good food groups in there, so we're pretty happy with it.
Yeah. All right, so how do those guys represent your community?
We're fun. Los Burger, really, he loves sopas and soaps. Like, that's it's really a thing for us. Mystery, did you want to chime in?
I can see there's some great team dynamic already.
You wouldn't believe the half of it. It's brilliant.
I'm not so worried about Bad Halo now.
We love drones. We have a lot in common.
Okay.
That's the gist of everything.
I don't know that you really answered the question, though, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Well,
you sound like you kind of ducked it a little bit.
What was the question again, Trev?
How do the players that you came into that you brought into your team, how do they represent your community?
I see what they're trying to get at. I see where they're going with this.
Well, no, this is a standard question we're asking everybody.
Yeah, this isn't anything out of the norm. I fail to see what the big deal is.
I feel like you guys should have started with me.
Yeah.
So full disclosure, Let's Talk Halo decided to steal two members from the Drunken Halo
community.
Well,
that seems unkind. Let's be real.
It seems unkind, doesn't it?
I gave y'all every opportunity to try to come up with something, but y'all didn't. So I'll just, you know what? I'm just going to go out there and say it.
All right.
I just did. So
I'm going to say I was playing with two gentlemen and they were just like, we feel rejected. We don't have a team or people that love us. And I said, come on into my arms. I have some beer.
Good for you, Gabe. Good for you.
I'm a welcoming soul occasionally.
So tell us about your show. Like, for those who've never heard of Let's Talk Halo before, y'all are thieves for one. What else y'all got going for you?
Let's thieve Halo.
We're half Canadian, so like we're really nice, half of us.
And the other one's a New Yorker who's a dick.
Yes. Yeah.
So y'all are like the perfect yin and yang.
Yeah.
I mean, I've met him. He seems pretty cool.
Why, you lost your wallet when you came to New York, eh?
Did you steal his wallet?
I'm trying to defend you. You're the one that left our team from last year.
Oh!
Oh, man.
Drama.
Come on.
So a guy from Podcast Evolve starts his own team and then has to steal from Drunken Halo.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure that
I'm the only person to ever play on two different teams in the Halo Bowl.
Gosh, we're like the HCS with trading players.
It's Rossi Media.
Oh, no crap. I didn't say it for you guys who bleep stuff out.
You did
that, Storm.
That,
I'm looking in your direction.
The D word like a minute ago.
Oh, all right. Well, I hope you kept track of that.
No, I missed it.
Okay.
Literally our show is just Mystery and I talking about Halo stuff, whatever sort of floats our boat that day, that week.
Could you say that's also stolen from Drunken Halo?
Okay, let's not go there, Chad.
I'm not going to go there. Okay. But
that was I'll call that one. Thing is, how I'm not playing in the Halo Bowl. I'm wearing the striped shirt. That was a low blow. You've been warned.
Was I offsides?
We'll settle in the Halo Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'll step back.
We'll settle this in the ring.
I'll step back. Okay. No rabbit punches.
That's right.
I feel like I'm Rocky and you're Mason the Line Dixon. Like, come on, guy. I think that's like the most insulting thing I can throw back.
Yeah,
right
I feel super insulted.
Mason the Line Dixon won, though.
It was a no decision.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So y'all like to talk Halo.
Yes, that's us. Mystery, anything to add?
No, I think you hit everything.
I hear that a lot, yes.
Let's not add more fuel to this fire.
All right. Thanks for...
We didn't start the fire.
In all seriousness, y'all do a great job over there. Let's throw it to Bad Halo Podcast, one that might have less controversy surrounding them.
Well, for now, at least.
Yeah.
My teammates are SD Hydra, MX Corey J, and Ewok Tribesman.
Oh, I like that last one.
Yeah, I found my team. My listener base, the people that really kind of got me up and running was actually guys from my Spartan company. And so I reached into my Spartan company and I shot a message out to about 7 or 8 guys, one of which was actually on the Monitor's Bounty update, Deadeye Viper. But he had a scheduled conflict, so I had to kind of reach into the bag of the Spartan dads and come up with the 3 guys willing to carry my dead ass. So we got those 3, and they represent, you know, who I'm reaching out to, dads, and we say dads, but we've got some moms in our company as well.
Oh, sweet.
But we're older gamers. I'm just going to take a stab at it and say I'm probably going to be the oldest player in the tournament.
How old are you?
Older. I'm 34.
Okay. You got me beat by a couple years. I'm 32. Yeah.
So you're 32 now?
I'm 32, Trav.
Yeah.
Completely went past me. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, so I get to be Duststorm might be the godfather of Halo podcasting, but I'm going to be the grandfather of the Halo Bowl.
Nice. Okay.
Well, you do a great job, man. I love the idea of your company. And, you know, I'll admit I haven't listened to all your shows, but the shows that I have listened to, man, I thought were amazing. They were really good, man. You do an amazing job at doing a show on your own. That is not an easy thing to do, man. I couldn't do it.
It's convenient and extremely difficult at the exact same time. I mean, if I need to pre-record something, I can do it, you know, when I need to. I don't need to have a co-host. Hey, are you available at this time, and swap schedules? But then at the same time, it'll come Friday, Saturday, and I'm like, what the heck am I going to do for a show? And I'm the only person to bounce ideas off of. So
yeah,
it's been pretty good so far. Some of the feedback I've gotten is pretty good. And I kind of center my podcast around, originally what I was going to do, just to throw some shots out there, is to say, I do everything all of you guys do, and then I do it better.
Oh, hey, all right.
But I kind of cover a little bit.
Keep trying, kid.
I do some Pro League stuff. I haven't touched on any lore stuff yet, but that's upcoming. I do new stuff. But really what I try to do is I make it almost like an editorial or an opinion piece, and just kind of throw out my opinions or ideas as far as Halo, where it's going, where it's been, from the perspective of somebody who's a little bit older, has a family, and just has to balance everything just to get an hour of Halo time in.
God, I know that. I think I'm the only person on this call, besides you, that actually has a kid, if I'm not mistaken. So like,
none that I know of.
That was my response.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got one, and that's plenty.
Yeah. So I definitely know what you mean, man. And that is pretty cool.
I just want to say, man, you did an episode where you had on a guy, that, was talking about, the changes they made to Warzone.
Oh, Halo Wheelman's.
Yes.
Friend. Yeah,
dude, he went on an amazing rant, and I don't know where I stand on that particular issue, but man, I enjoyed the crap out of that.
Yeah, that's actually right now one of the most downloaded episodes that I have. And it's also one of the longest, because I had Deadeye, and then I had Knucklehead on helping me with the monitor's bounty update. And then that when those changes came out, the Wheelman reached out to our Spartan company, because we had learned how to do the organized war zone from them. And we all really, really enjoyed it. And so when they cut that down from 12 to 6, he was really super vocal about it. I was like, dude, I do this podcast. I have this section at the end of every podcast of Running Riot where I just kind of just, you know, spew what I think about something. Why don't I just give you the mic and let you go? And man, to hear the passion and stuff in his voice, I was just like, okay, future best of episode right there.
Yeah, no, man, it was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that was a great find, to find that guy and be able to get him on. And man, he's passionate. Like I said, I don't know where I stand on that issue personally. To be honest, I don't know that I even really care, but man, I enjoyed listening to him give his opinion. So
yeah,
you're doing great.
Thank you so much.
Taz, who's your X factor?
My X factor. Well, I said this during our pregame warmup. I am the X factor for everybody else. So everybody is going to be looking for Taz. It's my thing over my head. It's just Taz. And I feel like I'm everybody's X factor, the person they're going to key in on, because I'm going to be the easiest kill you guys will ever get in the Halo Bowl. So, okay. And Travis can back that up. He's played with me. And I think Junior Ace has got some games in with me. So those guys know to hide behind Taz.
Dude, you carried me. That looks not. You're good.
Sweet. Okay. Let's move on to... I guess we'll start from the bottom. Let's go to
I wonder who's next.
Let's go to Podcast Evolved. Oren, tell us about your team, your podcast. What changes are you going to make this year to not be in the cellar?
Well, they cut me. That's probably
correct. Yeah, that's actually a really good start.
Second, we cut the other two people. To their credit, no, we played. I mean, we were kind of finding our last guy on the whim because Drew had to drop out for whatever reason. He had to drop out. And so we were kind of doing stuff a little bit on edge, and we didn't do as much prep as I wanted to do. There's all these other reasons. So to try to fix all those things, I go online and a month ago we decide to, we get our date and all that. And I say, hey, who here wants to be in the next Halo Bowl? Want to have tryouts, all that kind of stuff. Dates January 18th. Everyone's like, oh yeah, that's awesome. And so I get some people, we get interested. And then about 24 hours later, we're like, yeah, let's change the date. And so then I'm like, okay. So I had to change. So I had to talk to other people, but anyway, we basically just did what we kind of did the first time and just reach out to people who are, in our community fairly often, whether it's on our Facebook group talking about different aspects of lore or different updates from the Halo universe, to people that I play with pretty regularly, because I think the kind of synergy and communication with all that's very important when doing something like this, because if you can have, really good players, but if they don't play well together, then that can be an issue. So it was trying to find a balance of that while seeing who's simply available to play. And so we came up with this list. Again, I didn't do as much, I guess, like qualifiers as I wanted to. I wanted to do like a free for all thing with everyone, but the holiday and New Year kind of got in the way with that. But I'm feeling pretty confident about our team. We played some Halo matches earlier today and got ranked, and all of us, I think, got ranked platinum. Or maybe one of us got ranked gold, but I'm feeling basically as confident as before, but I don't necessarily think that means that our team is necessarily the same. I think we're going to have a much stronger, turnout as we did last year. We're, I guess, the underdogs in a way since we came out last. So it's only up from here, really, unless we get last again in sixth place. But that's how I'm looking at it.
So who's on your team and who's your X factor?
And how do they relate to your community?
Yeah, and how do they relate to your community?
So there's me, Tetrahedrite. Then we have Justin Quelo, who is Shooter McGavin. Nick, what's his last name? Casio. He's Dr. Richtofen. And then we have Matthew Lunt, who is Blue Team J117, the most Halo gamer tag I've ever seen. So I would probably have to say our X factor is probably Dr. Richtofen, because he has four X's in his gamer tag. And I don't know about you, but if I see X's in a gamer tag, it means one of two things. One, they're either really good, or two, they're like a 12-year-old child. So,
okay.
I don't know. Whenever you see a 420, not that your guy has it, but I'm just throwing that out there. Whenever you see a lot of X's and then a 420 at the end, watch out.
Bro, mine's XX Blaze Cat XXX. I made it when I was 19.
Too soon.
I'd say Nick, he could do some pretty crazy things. He goes off on people. I don't want to say what map and stuff that we're really strong at with him specifically, but I do expect some surprises to come out of Nick, and hope we're able to kind of, show those to you in such a way that you'll be so awe-inspired you just drop the controller.
You know what? It might happen. You never know.
You never know until the 25th.
I know. January 25th.
So, and then I do want to mention, it's Nick. It's another Nick in our group. He's going to be our backup just in case something happens. Because, last year we had someone drop, like I mentioned, and so we had to turn to the community. And to go back to the question of how they relate to our community, I think it's a very, very good statement to say that none of these people are any way whatsoever related to Drunken Halo. So
that's what we like to hear.
That is what we like to hear. So you did it the proper way.
But on a serious note, like Matt, he's very, very vocal in our Facebook group about the lore and kind of the status of 343, and has a lot of debate, a lot of good debate. Same thing with Nick here and there. Nick and Richtofen and Justin, I went to school with them and we played Halo a lot. And so there's a lot of, I guess, good synergy with us. We just have a pretty good solid team, a good whole team that I think that is one thing that might have been missing in the last one that we had is that I think maybe we weren't connected as well, but I'm feeling very more optimistic about our team this year.
So you got guys on your team that, so y'all played together for a long time then?
Not a long time. I basically through the duration of Halo 5, I suppose.
Okay. Well, that's a year. Yeah, I mean, that's good enough.
Not like Halo Reach, or I didn't play with those guys in like that time frame, if that's what you mean.
Okay.
But I mean, like
Halo 5 time frame.
Like, yeah, within that year, I mean, on and off throughout the year. Same thing with, I mean, Matt, when we did the podcast, I mean, we share gamer tags and play with our followers all the time. And we have the like community game nights when I'm not super busy. And I mean, we had Tim and Joey and we had other people who wanted to join as well. But we came up with these people. So, you know, when the third one rolls around, well, I want to change our roster because we do have that much of a diverse listener base. And I do play with, you know, a good portion of them.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, that is.
That's the way I'm looking at it. So, you know, not to necessarily push Gabe aside, but, you know, if he didn't have
Him aside.
No. He's a great guy.
No, he's one of my favorite people on the face of this earth, but he knows what he did.
Well, anyway, I think, you know, we should mix things up because we have a community that diverse to allow for that. So we should take advantage of it. And everyone deserves a little bit of the spotlight.
Sweet. Well, I think y'all are going to do pretty good. Looks like everyone, like I'm looking at all the teams are pretty even. So it's really going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. Next, let's go to Delta Halo Cat, XX Blazed Cat XX. tell us about Delta Halo.
So we are a group of guys that we've known each other all through high school. We're childhood friends. Me and Sergeant were getting together one day, just wanting to make a show about Halo. So that's kind of where it started. Just me and him, super awkward, talking on Skype, having him record it. You can tell our first like 10 episodes. It's awful going back and listening to it.
The first 10 episodes of Drunken Halo are just the worst.
You know what? Like, no offense to anyone on the call, but I say go back and listen to the first 10 episodes of anyone on this call.
And they're all
ask the people who made them, and they'll say that they can't stand listening to them.
The first 50 episodes of Evolves are just trash because that's before I joined.
There you go. Yeah, it took a while to get into it, but we strictly try to stay to, in the beginning, we're pretty much open to everything. And over time, we kind of evolved to the competitive Halo side, the HCS, and just following the players, trying to swim through rumors and just like highlights of like the week. And it's kind of nice that we have like Matty Ice that joined up fairly early on, like probably episode like 5. So he's been in since the beginning. But it's nice having him because he's got a nice eye to like League of Legends and just other competitive games and like their organization. So as a whole, we kind of like look at just competitive overall, especially lately, because competitive has been kind of not as much news like we had for the last couple weeks. We're getting a lot of news now, so we're good. But we kind of had to open up a little bit. And now it's opening up to like our last episode was actually going back and forth. Me and Matty Ice went at it pretty hard.
Yeah, y'all were about to throw blows.
Yeah, about just like organizations and how they treat it and just how the league is set up by owners and stuff like that. So that's kind of what
y'all
we started.
Y'all do a good job of like you see an aspect of another game in the competitive scene, and y'all do a good job of translating that to how that could affect the Halo competitive scene.
Thanks. And like games like that, they have a lot more established league. Halo is so new. So, you know, Halo is going to pull from that stuff in general. And I mean, the organization as a whole, teams are, gosh, I mean, you got like optics in every game. So it's all just this, everything's together in the end.
Yeah. All right. So tell us about your team and how is it, how's it going to be different from the last Halo Bowl?
So I feel like we got a lot to prove this year. We came in pretty headstrong.
Y'all did.
The last Halo Bowl, you know, we're the competitive Halo. We're going to crush it. That did not happen. We had worst chemistry on our team ever.
Okay.
One of us was hammered. He didn't even show up mentally.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
that was legit. So
okay,
he's not here. We actually, Matty Ice is not going to be playing this year.
Yeah. So why isn't he playing?
So he's, I don't want to say he's burned out of Halo. I mean, he is kind of burned out on Halo. He's not burned out on like the community of Halo. He's just burned out on
the actual game.
Really irritated really fast. And Halo can be a super irritating game if you let it get to you.
Amen to that.
Yeah, like absolutely. So he's been getting really irritated with it. And instead of him feeling like joining and maybe bringing on the team attitude wise, he figured he'd step back, let another community member join. So we have actually two community members on the team this year. They're really strong in our community. We have Raid the Roach and we have Arrowhead, and then Sergeant Bobcat. He's obviously playing. So we have us two, but they're real strong members.
Sergeant Bobcat being another host.
Yeah. So Sergeant Bobcat is Brendan Lokes. I keep mixing between the two. So for anybody who's just listening, Sergeant Bobcat is Brendan Lokes. Rob Moore is Blazecat.
Got it.
So yeah, we got the two community members. We're super excited about that. We've been trying to get as many games as possible, but it's really tough because my hours are just ridiculous. Sergeant Bobcat lives out in Detroit, so he doesn't live anywhere near us. So we do everything online, and just coordinating is really tough because our two community members are Pacific time. So by the time me and Sergeant are going to bed, they're like just getting on. It's really tough.
Yeah.
But we got some great chemistry, and I think Drunken Halo's got stuff to be worried about.
Oh, so we're starting it again.
That's what they said last time.
Yeah, this is what we do. We stoked the fire. But if there were teams of five, we probably would have tried to get Itanium on the team for sure.
Well, it's four.
So I know.
That's right. So, yeah.
Unfortunately, we had to limit it to...
That math was just triple check.
It's math. So unfortunately, yeah, we had to limit it to Raid and Arrow, but Arrow is a monster, and Sergeant's been—he's our X card. If that's what you're going to ask me next, he's absolutely our X card. He is a super strong team player, and when he's like on a roll, he's on a roll. So if he can get going, I think that's going to be everything.
So I think I can speak for most of the hosts when I say none of us are like the best or even top two on your team. Where a lot of it is like, let me back my guys up. Like, I've got good players on my team. Let me just try to not get in the way and just like hang back and let them do everything. And I'll play support. Cause I know that's how I feel with my team.
So that's how Sergeant rolls too. He's like, really, he's not out there just to boost his stats. Like, he's out there to just help the team. Actually, I've been going more towards that. I mean, watching the old Halo Bowl, I feel like the announcer constantly was just like, oh, Blazecat, he's in great positioning. Oh, where is he going? Oh, he's just leaving. So I'm a lot more like stationary and more of a team player than just out there trying to handle it. Well, with Legit, I feel like I was playing for two people. So
yeah,
I think that's going to make a big difference.
All right. Well, I look forward to playing you guys and kicking your ass again. all right, let's move on to Duststorm and Podtacular. Dust, so, what's up?
What's up? So we actually have a few returning members. So from last year, we have Keys EG, who's returning, and we also have Itanium returning for our team. And then we actually have a new...
Oh, so wait a minute. Time out. Wasn't that the player you were just mentioning?
Yeah, sure was.
All right. I'm sorry. No one can see me point at the screen. I apologize for that.
Before I
when he I was mentioned, surprised you didn't mention it when I said something. Like,
oh. I'm just silently sitting here. Just letting everything unfold. But yes, Itanium was on our team last year, and he's going to be on our team this year. And we actually have a new gun that we got from our Spartan company, Nuick. So he's going to be taking our fourth person role. And from the tryouts that we had on Monday, he's actually a pretty good slayer, pretty consistent, which I am not. So he's kind of our X factor for now. And then Dusk Sander, who is our fourth from last year, he's our standby, our sub for this year.
So how confident are y'all feeling? Like, how are you feeling getting second place? Like, are you feeling have aspirations of winning the whole thing? Do you think second place is your peak? How are you feeling coming into this next one?
So everyone that is actually on the team is pretty confident that we can still perform pretty well. I'm I've been so bogged down with work that I don't even know, like, until this podcast started happen or the call tonight started happening, I'm like just drowning in work. So for me, it's just like, I just want to play and just get it done. But yeah. Everyone on our team, aside from me, is optimistic that we'll do well. And
we mean aside from you, you don't think you'll do good?
It's more like I just don't have the mental capacity to even think at that right now.
Okay.
All right. Y'all got a good team.
There's some things with, that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm just from last year, there's a couple of things that we definitely lacked on as far as kind of figuring out some best routes for us. So we did a pretty decent job at keeping track of power-ups and power weapon timing and spawns, but we didn't really take the time last year to go through and determine run routes for flags or flanking strategies for Slayer and that kind of stuff. And that's something that we're going to try to focus on in the 2 weeks of practice that we have leading up to the actual event. So that's kind of our next thing to really focus on as we're going into practice for this.
I played with Keys EG the other night. I was actually with Tasman. It was him and I playing with Ewok Tribesman. Is that his name?
I think it was me, you, Hydra, and Keys.
I'm pretty sure it was Ewok. Because I remember seeing that and be like, oh,
I was drinking a lot, good. So I don't know.
That's the spirit.
Yeah.
But so we played against Keys during one of just like random matchmaking in Slayer. And so after the game, I think him and I were teabagging each other and shooting dead bodies and all that throughout the game. So we definitely recognized each other. And after the game, I invited him into the party. And so we actually played a little bit with him. And he was talking like he was pretty confident. Like, y'all have a pretty good shot. So I don't know.
He wasn't too confident about his team captain, though, if I recall. Sowing seeds of discord.
Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. So how
he was saying that he tried out for the Drunken Halo team and didn't make the cut.
Yeah, something like that. I didn't want to bring that up, but you know,
I'm just playing.
So how do your members, like, how do they relate to your community?
So Keys and Itanium and Dusk were all part of the Spartan company from the first time we did this back in June. And then Nuick was also a part of our Spartan company as well. So far, all of our players have been sourced from the Podtacular Spartan company.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
Wait, so you're just sourcing your team from your own podcast?
Yeah.
Like your Spartan company?
You didn't want to raid any of our guys?
I have faith in my community.
This is news to me. I didn't know we could do that. We don't have a community. It's literally just Mystery and myself. We love each other. But
well, I guess what does that say? That two teams have faith in the Drunken Halo community.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Drunken Halo. That's really what it is.
Or those teammates don't have faith in Drunken Halo.
No.
They did not make the cut. So I'm going to go ahead and take the initiative here, and we have someone else on the line here. I don't know if you guys are aware. We've got Travis from Drunken Halo.
Oh, hey guys.
And I wanted to ask some questions.
Shoot.
So
boy,
tell me a little bit about Drunken Halo. You don't have to.
We're the show that likes to talk about Halo.
All right, that works.
Wow. Yeah.
So tell me a bit about the Drunken Halo team. How do they relate to the community? X factors. What? Give me the lay of the land here. What do we got?
So
because
okay,
we Drunken Halo. I'm the just unattached third party at this point. Drunken Halo, I believe, was the winner of the last Halo Bowl tournament.
Can we get a fact check on that?
They're working diligently behind the scenes.
Can I request Queen's We Are the Champions whenever you're putting in music for the Drunken Halo portion of the release?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
As an unbiased third party? Yeah, I can do that.
As a legal representative, only about 13 seconds, but yeah.
Well, so let me just reiterate in case people forgot. I am going to be casting alongside the greatness that is Mudcat.
And his purple blazer.
And his purple blazer.
Yes.
So I'm coming at this, if I have any bias, I'm not going to let that be known other than what I've let out for the past like 45 minutes. you guys were the winner of the last Halo Bowl tournament. Don't know if I mentioned that, but how has the team changed from the last tournament?
So we are the only team that has kept all four members from the last Halo Bowl.
That's ballsy.
So I didn't feel like we needed to make any changes. I think our team cohesiveness really speaks for itself. We got skins on the wall. We got that championship. If, why change? I don't need Oreo or Burger on my team.
Oh.
And so our team, we've gone back to the last Halo Bowl. I've studied some film.
All right. That's fair. You're allowed to do that.
I've studied some film. I'm really confident. Like, our worst map was Fathom CTF. Worst map in game type. That's the only map in game type that we lost on, and that was to Dust Storm and Podtacular in the finals. We've worked on that. We've won every scrimmage that we've had on that. We've had 3 or 4 nights of scrimmages. We're scrimmaging again tomorrow. Our team is pretty committed. I'm really confident. Like, everyone's bringing in ringers, and that's cool because we want this to be competitive.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. I feel pretty confident that we set the bar, and I feel like the other teams are going to have a hard time reaching that bar.
How do the members of the Drunken Halo team relate to said community?
So our team is Mediocre, Captain Malcolm, and The Brave. All three are Drunken Halo Spartan Company members. All three are heavily involved in the Slack chat.
You want to just briefly mention your Slack chat community?
I mean, there's like over 100 dudes in there. It's a big sausage fest. And all we do is talk about Halo and life. And like, it's literally nonstop all day where it's almost so hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
It's like a big chat room. And our community is great. But these guys do a good job representing. All of them like to drink, which is great.
Yeah.
Mediocre. We have four game nights a month. Mediocre hosts one of those game nights. Captain Malcolm has 1, 2, or 3 of those game nights. And The Brave is always on the Slack chat. And so it's three dudes that really represent Drunken Halo. The best experience I've had with Halo 5, even if we would have lost the Halo Bowl, was the actual Halo Bowl. And the camaraderie, the bond that you build with your teammates, practicing and prepping, like, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I play a lot of fantasy football. To me, half the fun of fantasy is all the prep that goes into the draft.
And you do a lot of prep. I can say.
And I'm prepping the same way for the Halo Bowl. Like, to me, half of the fun of it is prepping for it. And so, we got a dedicated team. Our X factor, honestly, could be any of the three guys on it. Like, any game, any one of those guys can just go off. And the teamwork that we have is just, we've got good players, we've got great teamwork. And I think that's going to carry us to a back-to-back championship.
Strong words from a strong man.
I said it first. Mark it down.
All right.
But I can't wait. Like I said earlier, I think all the teams are super even. Like, I'd be lying if I said I didn't look at the stats for every single player that's involved in this tournament, minus Podcast Evolved, because we just found that out like a couple hours ago. But I've been doing some stalking. I've been doing some research. If it goes on, I see it. And so I'm just saying. And looking at all the teams, man, this is going to be a fun tournament. It's going to be a great tournament to watch. It's going to be a great tournament to play in. It's going to be a great tournament. Just overall, I'm hoping that we get a lot.
It's going to be a great tournament for the real winners.
Yes, which is Gamers Outreach.
That's right.
And I'm hoping we get a lot of like retweets from bigger communities out there, from 343, from other streamers, from YouTubers. Like, I want this to be the event of the month to start the year.
Yeah.
Not just among podcasts. Like, We're going to have prizes. So let's get into the prizes a little bit. We're going to have three different sets of prizes. We're going to have smaller giveaways that we're going to give away in between each match. We're going to have viewer milestone giveaways, and we're going to have donation milestone giveaways.
Awesome.
I've reached out to the fine people at Loot Crate, and we are going to get a couple crates to give away, and these will be the third crate. What was the exact theme of the third crate?
Halo Conflict.
Halo Conflict, which in my opinion, just we did a Loot Crate opening on our last show.
Yes, we did.
My opinion, by far the best crate.
There's no question about it. No question about it.
Where should we go if we were interested in ordering a Loot Crate?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Because you can go to drunkenhalo.com.
What?
No, I'm sorry.
You can go to
lootcrate.com/drunkenhalo.
You can also go to /podtacular/Delta Halo. Is that correct?
Yeah.
We're going to throw all this out there also. But yeah, Loot Crate's been awesome.
You can do /drunkenhalo for us as well.
Yeah, the Drunken Halo B team over there.
If you go to Facebook/group/evolve, there's a link to Loot Crate's website that you can take and then go to Drunken Halo's link from there.
Well, no matter what link you use, you can use the coupon code Drunken Halo, all one word, to get 10% off Loot Crate. Thank you, Loot Crate, for helping out Drunken Halo and the Halo Bowl.
That's right. So the two Loot
and
Crates...
And Podtacular and... Delta.
So the two Loot Crates that we're going to give away, if you missed out, I'm really not too sure how else to get these crates rather than buy everything separately off of eBay or something like that.
Yes, which would cost you a pretty penny. I've had a few drinks, guys.
It's just cool,
it would cost you a pretty penny if you were to go about it that way, piecemealing it together.
So the highest...
This is a crate you can't get anywhere else, Trav.
Okay, we get it. The highest donator, whoever donates the most money throughout the course of the night, I don't believe it's the highest donation. It's going to be the highest donated by one person throughout the night is going to get the Halo Loot Crate. We're going to get one of them. So bring out your wallets if you really want that. It'd be a good way to get it. You're donating to Gamers Outreach, and you can get yourself that Loot Crate. The other way to get it, so we raised... $1,687 on the last Halo Bowl. So the dollar that we, or the dollar that goes over that. So once we reach to $1,688, if you have bid at least, or if you have donated at least $5, your name will go into a hat and we will give away a Loot Crate for that as well. Another one of the prizes is going to be the Halo Limited Edition, which we are going to give away once $1,500 gets donated. And these are just a few examples of some of the prizes that are going to be out there.
Correct.
It's going to be a really big event. I hope a lot of people donate. I'm really looking forward to see how close to 4,000 we can get. And all right.
Does anyone else have anything to say?
Go team?
Yeah.
Go team podcast.
These aren't the only prizes that we have. We'll have more prizes. This is just kind of like the big prize list.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of smaller prizes.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple more big ones. I don't know. We'll have to see. But yeah, so it's going to be a lot to give out. Have I missed anything? Have we gone over everything?
Maybe it might be worth throwing out there. If you're someone in the Halo community that has any kind of pull at all, get in touch with one of us. Getting in touch with one of us is getting in touch with all of us. And, you know, maybe see if you can help line up some prizes for us. This is all for a good cause. We mentioned earlier about the charity. We've talked a lot about competitive, you know, there's been a lot of competitive juices thrown around tonight. But really, it's all about helping out kids who... just want to play some video games, who are really in need of some comfort and some good energy and good vibes. So, we might talk a lot of S, but we all know why we're all doing this. And that is because, this is a great charity and, help prove that, the Halo community is, a step above any other community out there, show them that the Halo community really cares about not just the video game, but about, you know, the people.
Damn straight. Well said, Just.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Let's let everyone have a chance to shout out their social media. So let's just start with Bad Halo. Where can we find you at?
So Bad Halo, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Bad Halo Show. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Just put in Bad Halo Podcast. But if you want to stream it off the website, badhalopodcast.podbean.com.
Sweet. All right. Let's talk Halo. Where can we find y'all at?
So you can catch me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Real Mystery, R-E-A-L-M-I-S-T-R-Y. You can catch Ace on Instagram because he doesn't have any other social media at The Junior Ace. You can catch our podcast on iTunes as well. And you can also go to our website, to the realmystery.com website. That's where you can also catch any of our podcasts that go out if you don't have iTunes, and you can download from there. I think that's I think I hit everything there.
Yeah, so it's The Junior Ace, T-H-E-J-R-A-C-E. Don't spell out the junior. You'll probably get someone weird.
Weirder.
Yeah, weirder.
Yeah, weirder is probably the better term.
Warren, where can we find you and Evolved?
So Evolved has a Twitter as well, at Podcast Evolved. But our community lives on our Facebook group that we have, that you can just search Halo Podcast Evolved on Facebook, or facebook.com/groups/podcast evolved. We're lore focused, so there's a ton of debate of opinions and all that kind of stuff. If you have questions, if you're confused, that's the type of community we're all about. So check us out. And our podcast is also on iTunes, or we have a website you can stream it from a browser if that's how you need to digest podcasts.
Sweet. Kat, tell us about Delta.
All right. You can find us, Delta Halo Podcast, on pretty much any podcast sharing app website out there. You can find us on iTunes, drop in, listen, leave us a review. That's really, I mean, we take them to heart. You can get a hold of us on our email, which is espawngaming@gmail.com. We also have a Twitter, which is part_time_elite. And you can watch our shows live stream on Tuesdays. I think we're going to maybe be switching to Sundays. I'm not sure yet. But that's also at part_time_elite.
On Twitch.
On Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say Twitter?
I don't think you said anything.
Oh.
I don't
know. I just assumed.
That's what happens when Sargent isn't here.
YouTube at Espawn Gaming as well.
Awesome. Dust.
So you can find Podtacular in a number of different places. If we have it, podtacular.com/whatever will take you there. We are on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram. And we also have subscription links for Loot Crate, AC Worldwide, which is the Master Chief helmet, and a couple other things as well. But podtacular.com/whatever, if we have it, it'll send you right there.
Wait, I actually have to update ours. I forgot that we changed our name of our Twitter because this part-time elite thing was getting a little out of hand. It's actually at Delta Halo Cast. That's our Twitter. Easier.
Yeah, this is what happens when Sargent's not on the show.
I know, he's our social media guru.
And for us, you can find us on Twitter at Drunken Halo. Go to facebook.com/drunkenhalopodcast. Go to our website, it's jtpodcasts.com or drunkenhalo.com. We'll redirect you. There you can comment on the shows. You can email us. Hit us up on Xbox, IMDRKN, Halo Podcast. Justin's Justin Bryce, two words, Bryce with a Y, not an I, because Y is superior.
I is inferior.
That is what the I stands for. With that being said, any final words? Anyone want to, any final trash talking? Anything we need to bleep out once we're doing editing? You know what? That's the sound of everyone being scared of Drunken Halo.
I thought Justin was echoing there for a second.
All right, I guess let's wrap it up. We can all end it in our own special way, but may everybody stay
Travis just gave, by the way, the home run signal.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
I could throw away the script now, right?
Yeah, throw away the script.
Oh, okay.
Everyone played their parts beautifully.
Okay.
Well, great. Done. Congrats, everybody.
Everyone followed the stage direction.
Here's
quite
to
well.
Having a great Halo Bowl. Again, that is January 25th. Check it out on Twitch, twitch.tv/X_mudcat_X. I can't stress enough how well he did last time.
Amazing.
All the prep that he does for
huge
it.
Huge thanks.
So Mudcat, he deserves a lot of the credit. He is the face of the Halo Bowl.
Yep.
Unfortunately, but but no.
I think he's rather joined. Attractive. There's going to be a new face this year with him.
Well, a new voice.
A new voice.
New voice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you got the face for podcasting, Just.
Thank you, Trav.
I heard you two look quite similar.
Yeah, that's pretty true, actually. All right, we're wrapping it up. Everyone want to give their tagline?
Evolved.
Yeah. Goodbye.
You can steal Steak Golden if you want to.
Might as well.
Nope.
All right, so that was a layout. That was good.
All right, good job.
We're learning.
May y'all stay golden.